It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, with extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffees skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. You know, folks, the George Burnses are so happily married that a newspaper has chosen them for the finals in its search to pick Hollywood's happiest Mr. and Mrs. We find Gracie now talking to a woman from the newspaper.
And so, Mrs. Burns, our search for Hollywood's ideal husband and wife has narrowed down to you and one other couple.
Well, this is a wonderful surprise, Miss Ettinger. But really, George and I aren't so much. We're just plain, ordinary, everyday, delightful people.
Well, Mrs. Burns, since you're so happily married, perhaps you have some advice to pass along to young girls in the matter of choosing the right husband.
Yes, I have. When I was very young, I made up my mind that I would find the perfect man. Man with personality, looks, brains, talent, and charm. I searched for 3 years before I finally married George Burns.
Then your advice to young girls would be?
Do just what I did. Give up the hopeless search and marry the man you love.
What is your recipe for staying happily married?
Well, personally, I try to observe the mistakes that other wives make and avoid making those mistakes myself.
What kind of mistakes?
Oh, now, for example, I've seen women ask their husbands for $10 to pay an installment on the radio and then take that money and buy a hat with it.
How true.
Well, if my husband gives me $10 to pay a radio installment, I pay the radio installment. If I need a hat, I use the rent money.
Well, I see.
I can get a much better hat that way.
I understand how using the rent money gets you a better hat, but does that make your husband happy?
Oh, yes, he loves to move.
Well, Mrs. Burns, isn't it difficult to maintain a career and a home at the same time? I mean, isn't it drudgery to come home from the studio and have to cook dinner?
Miss Ettinger, if you were cooking for the one you love, would you call it drudgery?
No, I guess I wouldn't.
Well, neither does George.
You mean your husband does the cooking?
Oh, now please don't get the idea that George cooks all the meals. He doesn't.
Oh, I see.
Twice a week we eat out.
I must confess that your methods for maintaining a happy marriage are a little unorthodox. However, if you can prove to me that you and your husband are happier than the Galens, you'll win the contest.
The Galens?
They're the other couple in the finals. I'm on my way to observe their home life now. At 1 o'clock, I shall return to observe you and Mr. Burns.
Well, I'm sure you'll find us the happiest couple in Hollywood. Why, the minute we wake up in the morning, we have a good hearty laugh.
Well, what do you laugh about?
Oh, I laugh at my husband's long, woolly underwear.
Well, why does he laugh?
Well, it tickles him, too.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. I shall see you at 1.
Goodbye, Miss Ettinger. Oh, George, George! Oh, wait a minute. I'd better not tell George about this. If he knows the woman is watching us, he'll be self-conscious and won't crack a smile.
Oh, did you call me, dear?
Oh, well, yes, darling. Dear, would you say that we're happily married?
Of course we are. We've been happily married for 11 years.
Oh, 11 years. It's pretty good for this town, isn't it?
You bet.
Remember when we'd been married 2 days, they called us the grand old couple of Hollywood.
That's right.